It's time to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, this week I think you're looking at contraband, is that right?
Yes, smuggling in Essex.
Yes, where was this?
Very lucrative trade in Essex. Wherever there was a navigable river or a coastline, you would find smugglers. Mm. Certainly in the 17th, 18th and into the 19th century, when people wanted all sorts of goods but didn't want to pay duty on the goods. So smuggling was a lucrative trade. And it's always been of interest to me to learn where was a popular spot for smugglers to hide their contraband. In churches.
Oh, yes. Usually, well, quite often, I believe, the parson or vicar was the head honcho when it came to smuggling.
Oh, indeed. Somebody even wrote a little rhyme about it, which I can't remember, so I won't inflict on you, as I can't remember all of it. But yes, yeah, they certainly did a good trade amongst parsons and the clergy. In St Andrew's Church in Rochford, apparently gin and tea were both stored in the church tower and under the pulpit. And we have documentary evidence of the fact that cloth was put round the wheels of the carts that the smugglers used to transport their goods to hush the wheels, so that, and also round the hooves of the horses as well. But it didn't do to betray the smugglers. Someone who did in 1834 was never seen or heard of again. Until 1934, when some waterboard workmen were digging a trench in Rochford and came across a skeleton.
Good grief. Fair enough. Right. Okay. Thank you very much indeed. And what are you looking at next week?
Thank you very much. Next week, after contraband, we're going to be looking at the Derby Digger.
The Derby Digger. Okay. Thank you.